during the course of this retreat, we've discussed the seven factors of awakening in the morning instructions. That included mindfulness, investigation, energy or effort, rapture, tranquility or serenity, calmness, concentration. And this morning, as the final factor of awakening or factor of enlightenment, we have this quality of equanimity, in Pali called upekkha. Equanimity is basically about a balanced state of mind. It's a steadiness amidst the extremes. In life, we'll find that there are many dualities and many extremes. There's pain and pleasure, there's gain and loss, there's praise and blame, there's success and failure. We will have all of these. Nobody only gets praise and never gets blamed. Nobody only gets success and never fails. Nobody only has gain and never has loss. The question is, how balanced is the mind in relationship to these inevitable shifts, these vicissitudes, these extremes? The taste of equanimity is of simplicity, non-reactiveness. Sometimes it can feel neutral, but it's not indifferent. It's the quality and the capacity to be vibrant and vivid and equally close to all things, equally close to the things that we like and the things that we don't like. Some people misunderstand equanimity and think, oh, that would be boring. That would just be mediocre and even and neutral all the time. But this misunderstands upekkha. Upekkha is a balanced relationship to all feelings, so that feelings arise and pass. Feelings can be pleasant. Feelings can be unpleasant. Feelings can be neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Certain experiences have a quality of pleasantness or unpleasantness to them that comes with the experience. We don't try to make our experiences in life even. We instead keep the mind balanced in relationship to all of these things, these feelings. As the Buddha said, in relationship to feelings, he said, such it is. With painful feelings, such it is. With neutral feelings, such it is. With pleasant feelings, such it is. Can we open to and accept whatever feeling is actually arising? Without that compulsion to try and fix and improve, without the desire that tries to get more of what we want and the aversion that tries to get less of what we want. But just remember, oh, such it is. This is how it is. This is how things are. So when the mind remains balanced and connected with things, we can see what is actually occurring very clearly. With a balanced mind, we investigate more deeply to see the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. We see our relationship to it and whether or not we're creating a strong sense of selfing in the experience that's happening, a strong sense of identification, or whether we're reacting with desire and aversion, or are we simply clear and awake in the midst of life's feelings? Equanimity is developed and supported by understanding cause and effect, by understanding karma and conditioning. And there are some practices that specifically develop equanimity by reflecting on causes and conditions, reflecting on karma, so that we extract the sense that this is happening to me and I've got to control it. We extract that sense of self from our experience and just abide in what is. mindfulness very naturally is imbued with equanimity. These two come together. Anytime we are really mindful of our experience, there will be equanimity present. So we can develop equanimity simply through the mindfulness practice. Or we might develop stronger equanimity as well by reflecting, oh, this arises due to causes and conditions. Just simply causes and conditions. Equanimity is also used as a balance. And it's said that the illustration that's used in the commentaries is that there's a cart that's pulled by two oxen. And you want to have the two oxen pulling the cart evenly. So this is part of that balancing of mind. And it's used to balance in what are called the spiritual faculties, so that faith and wisdom remain in balance, energy and effort remain in balance. The Visuddhimagga, one of the commentarial teachings, describes for every factor of awakening the characteristic, the function, and the manifestation of each factor. And the characteristic of equanimity, upekkha, is balance. That's what we know. That's its quality. Its function, its purpose, is to prevent excess or lack. To prevent those extremes of greed or deprivation, exhilaration or a kind of absence, loss. The manifestation is ease and balanced mind. And sometimes we'll sense that ease where we are at ease. If the knee hurts, we're still at ease. If we're experiencing rapture, we're still at ease. Do we accept things as they are? You've been training this whole week to come into the hall and to open to whatever is, to open to that, to accept what you get when you sit down on the cushion. It may be pain, it may be pleasure. This is part of the practice that we take home. Can we accept life as it unfolds? Can we be equally present to the illness and the pain in our families, as well as the joys and the sorrows? Can we be equally present to the things that we love and like and appreciate in our world, and be equally attentive to the things that are really hard to bear and hard to look at and hard to see, so that we don't turn away from the difficult because we can't bear that pain, but we've developed the strength of equanimity to be able to look at what's difficult, to stay present with it and respond compassionately, clearly, wisely. And in the same way, we can look at the pleasant, and we don't just gobble it up out of greed and lust, wanting, hoarding, but we see it, we experience it, we appreciate the extraordinary blessings and abundance in our life, but without that extra movement of greed. So this balanced feature of mind is not only useful in developing retreat, it's essential to live at peace in the world. Let's have some meditation time together. During this meditation, you might notice your own state of balance. Since we broke silence only an hour or two ago, you might feel some of the reverberations of that experience. The quality of your mind, the quality of your meditation might feel different even now than it did yesterday, just because we're approaching the closure of the retreat. Can you accept this? Can you open to this experience? if we're attached to a certain quality of meditation and we desire and want our meditations to be calm, peaceful, and balanced, we won't open to the richness of what there is to experience and to know of the mind that starts to get excited. There may be aversion to that excitement, that agitation. There might be interest. Oh, let's get this closing over with so that I can get back to my life. Cultivate the ability to continue to come into balance, openness. Can I be with this just as it is? Sometimes when we break silence, the mind buzzes. Oh, can I be with this? Might feel like there's a lawnmower in the head. Oh, just be with that. Maybe you feel nothing at all. Maybe your attention continues to deepen, continues to deepen. Whatever your experience, can we be with that?